turundusdoktor aitab.
The case study we have received sounds like that. Hi, I'm turning to you in order to get help. I need to sell 3 trainings. One is targeted to high school students, the second is targeted to people wanting to develop the language skills, and the third to people interested in arts. I sent an email to the target groups, but there is no response. I do not have money to do advertising, so how to get the results? What do you think?
Well, this is pretty common case.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, this is pretty common case, and there is few things before helping. Yeah, all the time where I am starting, and if there were some activities before that, I'm starting with the by analyzing these activities, because this first sentence that we sent the email marketing campaign to the target group, yes. And it was no result. So that I will go into that and try to analyze that. So first of all, the marketing works in such a way: if you're sending something for the target audience which are interested into that, with the clear call to action and clear marketing message, it shall work. Yes. So if it didn't work out, I would try to understand where was the problem. So whether it was a wrong email database, so maybe not our target audience, or a bad subject line, so I would go to look into opening rates of email campaign, or people open at my message but they haven't clicked that, then I would look into my content, in my images, into colors, and so on and so on. So I would like to get as much insight from this what was done before doing something more, because there is big possibility that this is not a problem with the channel itself, but maybe the concept problem, or maybe even deeper business problems. So maybe your service is too expensive, or I don't know, you don't have quality presentation or web page or something like this. So try to understand that. Then if to go now into suggestions what to do, yes. So of course, There is big difference. I don't have money at all, so and I don't have a lot of money. so that's first of all, because in performance marketing, it's really hard to get results without investing nothing. Yeah, with zero money, it's really hard to get something out of that. But in performance marketing, what we do, if you have 1 euro, you can get, for example, 4 euros back out of that. So if your course costs, for example, I don't know, 100 euro or 50 or 30, then you're thinking like this, that, okay, I will put like 5 euros and I will sell one and we'll get back 30 out of that. So maybe I will take small credit or borrow something just to invest something into these channels, what will work for me. So that's how the performance approach works, that we are trying, you need to invest something, but what you're investing, it's paying back with the positive return investment and the return investment what you expect. But if there is no money at all, so then of course only one way then to try to go into this social ecosphere by doing correct things on social networks, then trying to participate and invite people, trying to look for the interest into forums or the groups, or share the giveaway, or try to engage your friends and so on. So maybe this is this free techniques, like viral. Maybe try to think about some kind of viral campaign. But even for a viral campaign, it's really hard to do something without
no money.
Budget. Yeah, exactly. So you need the viral campaign is like this, that you are giving initial push by investing some small marketing money for the first contacts, for this first engagement, and after that it's already going viral, but you anyway need to push that. So I will tell that in this specific case, what I will do, I will set up Google AdWords campaign with the very very related keywords, and think about text ads and try to start with the search, because search, this is something what costs almost nothing when you're comparing return investment. It's not quite easy to do that, but there is AdWords Express or something like this, and even amateurs can set this up, this, how to say, very Very simple campaigns. It's possible to do yourself, and that's it. Start from that, because for such specific product or services, I think this is exactly where search comes in play. That if someone is looking for that on the internet, on the Google or on Bing or on Netty, you need to be there with your advertising. And exactly when someone is looking for that, that means that each and every person who will see your advertising, that will be your exact target audience. That they will look for this advertising, you will not push this advertising. So I would suggest to start from this pool advertising, think from this point of view. Maybe set a small landing page. I am not sure in this case that there is a landing page or web page or not. So it's also, if you have even simple web page, you will be already getting some free traffic from search. Yeah. So that's again, that you can do that without money if you have some small skills. So that's kind of, I know how it's useful.
Yeah, absolutely. I do agree fully with everything you told. I was actually stepping a step or going a step back and even challenging them in the area that looking at the training business, usually it's a lot about trust. And I really don't know about why do they target this wide audience. There are really three different target group what the person needs to target. And if there are one training per each, then the question is, what's the business model, or will it work? Because usually the trust generation is also about the loyalty. Like, people come, they get to know the people who are the trainers, they get trust, and then they come to the trainings. Usually it's very, very difficult. Of course, if you sell, I don't know, Mr. Kotler is coming or Michael Porter is coming to Estonia. Okay, you sell the name, they are so famous. But for the rest of the trainers, it's usually very difficult when you're not known. People don't know if they come would they learn something from you, is it worth of coming, and so on and so on. So there are a lot of things also that probably you might need to go through, that what's the product or what's the service you are offering, is it really well suited for the audience. Do you have some kind of testimonials telling that, wow, this was absolutely the greatest experience I ever received from the training? Have you forced or have you pointed it out clearly enough so people understand that it's really good? Do you have the best trainers that really the audience values and says, okay, I know, they are the absolutely best ones. If you want to learn a new language, you go to him and he knows how to do it the fastest and quickest and whatever ways. So I think that maybe it's kind of worth to challenge also these parts, that what is the content you are offering? And when you know that all this things are fine, that you have done maximum there, then it's worth to do everything that you, Marius, still, that you really have to push out the information to the target groups, be in front of the right audiences.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, because this is what you told is basically this is the service, and it's what I mentioned in the previous case with these appliances, that you need to be solving the problem in quality way. And for these courses, so the problem is just one. I need to learn the language. And if someone providing for me the quality service with that, you can be absolutely sure that I will be the advocate of the brand. And, you know, just one successful person who will finish the course, that could bring like 3, 4, or 5 out of that. So that's the essence of the business. You need to start from that. But I was more looking for that if it's okay. So I was imagining that, okay, there is a brand, there is a school, there is a more or less the service is quality service. Yeah, they have a good teacher, they have like everything is okay with the courses itself, and now is the objective that to bring the new people. So this is I totally agree with you that this is long job, and this is everything happens step by step, first of all, you are getting only a few of them. Then once they're finishing, you already have good feedback, which immediately can bring you much more money. Because as I also mentioned that, you know, it really depends whether they have the website with the feedback from other people. Is it looking quality? Because I also agree with you that especially with new brands, this corporate identity and the brand presence, it's also very important. Because if, for example, if there is brand without the web page and even without Facebook fan page, yeah, so then something suspicious about that, because you know I cannot find any information about that, and sometimes people think, well, it's something not clear there. But even if you are a small company, only just started, but you have nice logo, you have even simple one page, but very quality page with good texts, with the images and so on and so on. Then you have a fun page with the good comments already. That's everything. Everything makes sense. And that's what's growing your business. Because anyway, if you will use a marketing, and you have not solved this other issues or preparations regarding your brands, regarding the service quality, and so on and so on. So the marketing, what will happen? The marketing will hit you back because you know, if you will get the client, but the service will be not good, this will make you a lot of problems then. So first of all, start to establish high quality service that people would like that. Then you can get some leads, you can get some first clients, and these clients will make you new clients, and then you can engage even more marketing because you already have a good feedback, you already have a good comments and so on. But this is kind of constant work.
Absolutely, I do agree with you. And of course, the one thing is also what I don't know, how well they know about the sales funnel. That when the leads come in, do they follow them up? How quickly? What materials do they send? So do they actually come from the lead stage to the actual purchase stage as well?
Of course, we
here take for granted, but it might be that sometimes worth of looking kind of this part of the funnel as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. We are analyzing these funnels all the time and trying to get as much feedback as possible from the user behavior, basically. So, for example, again in the web pages, so there is a visit, then visit clicks on something, then it's going into contact form, then submitting contact form, and then sending contact form, then opting in, so confirming the email, and so on and so on. So you see where it drops, and you know, then if someone submitted contact form but haven't confirmed the email, for example, so okay, you understand that maybe email is not correct, or there is typo, or there is spam email or something like this. If someone now going into contact form but have not submitting that, so that means that the information was provided there or not full, or they don't like it. So basically you can make a lot of insights from each and every funnel step.
Absolutely. Thank you a lot, Marius. It was very, very interesting to discuss with you all the important topics. And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies, because you know we really love to solve them. Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.